Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, listeners, you know we enjoy discussing medical research from time to time. Of great interest to me specifically is research that's fairly easy for us patients, non-medical people, to understand the outcomes and the direct benefits to patients. And the conversation we're about to have fits that bill very nicely. First, let me introduce our guest, Gary Niemann, Assistant Professor of Surgery and Researcher at SUNY Upstate. Good morning, Gary.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for coming by this morning. I want to set the stage just a little bit. We're talking about research that improves the outcomes for hundreds of thousands of patients, all ages, with lung injuries, many of whom die each year, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Explain to us exactly what this is.
What we are studying is a disease or syndrome known as either acute lung injury or adult respiratory distress syndrome, ARDS. And this is a disease caused by trauma from a severe car accident or a stabbing, a shooting, or a fall, where there's a lot of tissue damage and often hemorrhage, but not necessarily directly injuring the lung, at least not initially. And what occurs following the injury is that the immune system, which is designed to fight bacteria and keep us safe, is very much fired up and very much amplified. And this actually usually just injures or attacks the bacteria, but in this case, it actually can attack the tissue. And in particular, what occurs is that our own white blood cells tend to attack the lung and cause the lung to become leaky, and fluid from the vessels actually leaks into the lung and effectively causes death to these patients secondary to drowning.
So they've been in an accident, but they get sick from something else. They get sick from their own bodies trying to fix what happened in the accident.
Correct. It's effectively like an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
So you could think of ARDS or acute lung injury as arthritis of the lung.
Oh, interesting.
So unfortunately, in the case of the lung, we don't survive the injury, whereas in arthritis, it's obviously a debilitating injury, but it's not life-threatening.
Now,
it also occurs very rapidly. Within really in 2 or 3 days, you may develop this following the injury, and it may last for a week or 2 weeks at the most, and then you either survive or don't.
But there are a lot of people who don't survive.
Yes, it's a very high mortality. There are well over 100,000 cases of ARDS per year, with still a 40% mortality.
Wow.
And very high mortality, and we're trying desperately to reduce that number. We've been working on this from a lot of avenues, both from a pharmacologic to mm-hmm. try to use various drugs to try to control the immune system so that the injury doesn't occur. And also, unfortunately, the only treatment currently for these patients is support by mechanical ventilation. So all of these acute lung injury patients go on a mechanical ventilator. And what we've found is that very recently that if we don't use the proper settings in the mechanical ventilator, that we actually increase the mortality.
Holy mackerel, you've given us a lot, so I'm going to slow you down a little bit because this is very, very interesting, but I want to do it in little bite-sized
sure.
pieces for a moment. All right. Somebody's had an accident. They are, what, in the ICU? They're in the hospital.
Correct. In the ICU.
All right. Can the physicians or the surgeons anticipate when somebody will develop the lung injury, the ARDS, or can they not?
They can see that a patient is set up for a development of acute lung injury or ARDS, and that would be the patient that has severe tissue trauma that mm-hmm. Also had a hemorrhage, so that they were in hemorrhagic shock, their blood pressure was very low for an extended period of time, and if they become infected, if the bowel is ruptured and they have feces in the peritoneum,
okay.
in the belly,
right.
then that can set up a blood infection known as sepsis. Sepsis is the number one killer in the intensive care unit, and it predisposes a patient to go on to this autoimmune disease, ALI,
okay.
because there is so much because of the bacteria contamination, the inflammatory system is really ramped up to
yes.
To knock out the bacteria, and if it goes overboard, it tends to attack our own tissue.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So now we know that these folks are in the intensive care unit. We know that they are at risk for developing this injury and then this developing problem. And you've done research now to help those people because this mortality rate is so high.
Correct.
All right. So let's talk about the research, because if I understand it, it's really two different things. One is there's a mechanical ventilator that can help some people. And then there's another genetic approach you're taking, and that's really the one I'd like to concentrate on. Tell us about that research.
Okay, the genetic approach is I think very unique, and upstate is collaborating with the University of Rochester. So it's we're just down the thruway, and mm-hmm. it's very exciting to get these collaborations between universities. And I'm working with a Dr. David Dean from the pediatric department of the University of Rochester, and what he has found in his research is that patients that do develop acute lung injury, there is one molecule in the cells in the lung that tends to become eliminated during this inflammatory process.
And is that one of the things that's contributing then to the high mortality rate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What occurs is if this molecule, which is an enzyme that helps the cell to regulate its fluid balance, once that is eliminated, the cell can't regulate its fluid balance and the cell will die.
Mm-hmm.
If the cells in the lung will die, then the fluid from the vessels can move into the lung and fill up the lung, and with the obvious problems you have with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Dr. Dean has come up with is an idea to take a plasmid, which is a piece of genetic material,
mm-hmm.
Just for that particular protein in the cell that has become eliminated. He then wants to inject this into the cell such that the cell now starts to make that protein again. If the cell starts making the protein again, the cell will live. If the cell lives, the lung lives. If the lung lives, the patient lives.
Very interesting. So if I understand correctly, you're talking about a genetic fix for an environmental problem.
I think it's not an environmental problem in sense, but an internal problem.
Right, but if somebody was injured in a car accident, that's not something that would have happened to them naturally.
Okay, right.
Okay, so, correct. And that's what's fascinating to me, because any of the genetic research, I think, is just so interesting, and, you know, the whole personalized medicine aspects to it. So now we inject, does it have to be that person's genetic material?
No, just, a little piece of genetic material was just going to code for that particular protein.
Okay.
So that's really all you need. You just have to put those sequences of amino acids, which are the individual proteins that,
uh-huh.
that make up the gene, you have to put them in the proper sequence. And then once it goes in the cell will automatically start to make that protein again once it sees this genetic code.
And so is part of your research then trying to figure out at what point the cell stops working correctly?
That's sort of a difficult game to play.
I'm sure.
what we're hoping to do is if the patient has obvious symptoms and we know that they are developing acute lung injury,
mm-hmm.
at that particular time we would treat with the genetic material.
Very interesting. Now, some of your work is already being used, and already is saving lives, isn't it? Talk about that part of it.
Okay, a large group of investigators term the ARDS, or the Adult Respiratory Distress Syndrome Network, got together, and it was funded by the NIH, and they did a clinical trial on hundreds of patients, seeing which mode of ventilation was the best, would reduce the mortality the most in patients that had ARDS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very simple experiment. One group of patients, they gave the standard of care at the time, which was a volume of 12 cc's of tidal breath,
mm-hmm.
Which is the breath in and out each time. To each patient, and the other they just cut it in half and used half that, which is 6 cc's per kilogram tidal volume, and then they conducted a study. They conducted the study for several years until they had enough patients. And when they analyzed the data, the patients that had the smaller tidal volumes, they reduced mortality by 22%.
Wow.
So we already, with our research, we already know how to better manage the patient with mechanical ventilation.
Excellent, excellent. So you already see great outcomes from the work you're doing. And one of the things I love about this, too, is that you have student doctors working with you. They're doing research with you. Talk to us about that.
Okay, absolutely. We have several categories. The major category are surgical residents, medical doctors that are going to are being trained as surgeons. They come into our lab for between 1 and 3 years and to learn the experimental process, to conduct experiments, to write papers, to go and present their data. We also have medical students that come in usually for the summer and, again, teaching them the experimental procedure, putting papers together. And we've also have some undergraduate students that are very energetic and hardworking and come to the lab very early.
I love that part of the story because what that means is you're not only setting this up for the patients of the future, you're setting it up for the professionals of the future.
Yes.
And that benefits everyone. Well, this is fascinating research. I thank you so much for coming by this morning, Gary.
Okay, well, thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a commercial break. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.